This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And good evening. We welcome you to Dave and Buster's here at the North Hills location off of McKnight and Babcock as we're on the eve of yet another high school football week. And what a week we had last week, and I think this week is actually going to be a little bit better. The McKeesport Tigers and the Bell Vernon Leopards, that is our KDKA radio game of the week from the beach. Down in Ross Draver.
We'll get new to sand at the beach there, Dan.
Yeah, that's right. I know. It's been filtered.
They
ran a little machine through. So they got all the stuff out of it. So
they redid the dunes.
Yeah, that's right. And Ben Tenuta is going to be able to sink his toes into his home beach. And I'm glad that he's headed home. It'll be a big homecoming for him. I know he
should explain that. Somebody listening doesn't understand.
Well, Ben Tenuta,
beach.
Oh, the beach. Oh, okay. Well, it's a gold turf field.
Right.
Vegas gold. Many people think it's hideous.
I love it.
It's unique. It's
Who
unique
has the best
to Bell
turf
Vernon.
In the Whipple, though?
From a design or functional standpoint?
Design.
Well, I would say them.
Very underrated. The McGuffey Highlanders.
They have gray, right?
Dull-toned gray every five yards. It's really cool.
I'm not quite what Boise State, right? They are the Royal Blue.
Yeah, that's the Royal Blue.
So,
And they call it the beach, and so but they got new turf this year.
So that's where we'll be.
So they got new sand.
Yeah, looking forward to McKeesport Bell Vernon. And that sort of ties into one of our storylines is the five-star running back from McKeesport, Keeman Spell, made – a return to the field after missing a week one matchup and then was in and out, basically played one or two series in what turned out to be a tough one for the Tigers. And we're going to talk to their head coach, Matt Miller, coming up a little bit later on, but it appears that maybe there was a re-aggravation of the injury and maybe even not only with the re-injury, but hurting it more. So likely to be out, you would think, for that big game, the Penn State commit. Also, we'll get an update here on Shadyside Academy. Will they play? Will they not play? Mike, I know you've been efforting to find out if they will. After bowing out, which was a big controversy last week, Carlo and I spent a lot of time talking about the health, the safety, the validity of their stepping aside from the opportunity to play the Clareton Bears, but perhaps maybe a magic wand has been waved and all have been cured, and the Shadyside Academy can throw away the crutches and all is well. Do you have any updates there?
Well, the game is on. It's on their website. There are signs over there. A little birdie told me there are signs over there for their tailgate to come.
These kids
had to be in the trainer's room everywhere. I fixed those fractures that they all had.
That's unbelievable. I've never seen a bone heal so quickly.
I mean, it's really, I tell you what, I mean, you know, there's the vaccine controversy.
Oh my,
now.
Oh my, you guys are something else.
They've been
they got to get over there. They got to get over there and figure out how they got these kids all so healthy.
Oh my,
they don't make concussions like they used to.
Yes, but Dan, you know they're going to play. They're playing Ligonier Valley.
Well, hey,
I mean, well, and I texted the athletic director, but he didn't answer me whether they're playing. But it's on their website that they're playing, and I know somebody was over there said there's all kind of signs up for the tailgate tomorrow, so they are playing.
Okay, good to hear.
And it's, but you know, I don't know if this is over yet. It'll be interesting to see if the WPL does anything to them. I don't think they will. That Scott Seltzer told us last week.
That would be a shame.
Scott Seltzer told us last week that he had no comment on it. I think the WPL Board of Directors meeting is next week. Carla, the only thing I would say is, you know, the rule, there's a, in accordance with the PIAA rule, Dan and Carla, it's on the WPL website that they send out to schools, that if you forfeit a game without letting the WPIL know, you face penalties, and one of the penalties is forfeiture of championship rights, meaning no postseason.
Right.
Apparently, they didn't let the WPIL know because...
Okay. So that's pretty straightforward then, right?
Yes. But I think they look so bad in this. They handled this so poorly, Shadyside, I think. They come out with one statement one day saying, we have close to 20 players hurt, and then they get heat from the WPIL about... Hey, you might face penalties. You didn't let us know. Then they come out with another statement saying
the next day.
we have more, but we only have 9 healthy players and 6 freshmen. Well, how do the others get hurt? I just think they handled it so poorly. And I will. This is my feeling. I don't think the WPIL will end up doing anything because if you do anything, I mean, there have been games forfeited because of teams' slow rosters.
Sure,
you're right.
And if you do anything,
might happen this week.
Basically, you are saying. Shadyside, you're lying. That's what you were saying.
I think you have to have the integrity
to bring them in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's what I think. I'll let you guys. If I'm the WPIL, guess what, Shadyside? You're playing Ligonier Valley Friday. You're playing Clareton Monday or Tuesday.
But it has to be. Agreed.
That game could be postponed, right. Could be made up.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing it.
I agree. And you know Clareton would play it. Clareton is furious. Did you see Clareton's Facebook account?
Oh, that was...
I mean, just calling them cowards over and over again. And, I mean, they were just calling a spade.
So, all right. But the big thing here is you, Mike, don't believe that the WPIL is going to come down on Shadyside Academy for breaking the protocol, the stated protocol of having to go through the office to pull the plug on a particular game. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, cut and dry. And if they didn't do that, as you stated, Shadyside kind of went rogue on their own. Okay, so if we button that up, we assume that to be the case. It would be nice to get clarification on that, which apparently you tried to do, and you're not getting said clarification. But by all accounts and indications, and I think we can assume that because of the WPIAL's reaction to... They're on their own saying that we're going to pull the plug on this game. Well, you didn't follow the protocol. You're saying that there's bylaws written that they clearly violated, and there's punitive measures that are explicitly stated. I don't see how or why there shouldn't be some sort of punitive
That's one
here.
Of the penalties, judging from what WPL has done in the past and judging from just the feeling I'm getting, they will give them... Because Shadyside's probably going to say, well, we didn't know. I'm sorry. We didn't know that. And well, they're going to give them.
Is ignorance a legitimate excuse?
What will they do, probably? The public censor. Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, so,
they'll give them a public censor and say you're on probation.
Well, that's just. That's
slap
wrong.
On the wrist.
Yeah,
that's
I think
wrong.
It opens up the floodgates for a whole lot more teams.
Yeah, you set the precedent.
What 1A team wants to play Clareton? Especially
right.
the people in the conference that have been losing by 80 to them every single year.
I mean, Mike, is there anything more to this? Because I asked Carlo this. You know, at the end of the day, you know, all the drama and everything that happened with Shadyside Academy pulling out of this game and what many suspect to be a nefarious way, hiding behind the guise of health and safety. And then if they're able to play 7 days later and everybody is cured here.
I don't know how many are going to play.
Right, fair. But why? Why did they do this? Why did they just pull the plug on the game outside of not wanting to play a game or it being a not-so-favorable matchup?
Just the hypothesis I have no.
Right.
Because to do that, you have to have the parents, like,
everybody has to be involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And,
no players have tweeted anything.
I would say they probably did have some players hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And probably some of their key guys maybe were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hurt, and were they really, really hurt? I don't know. You know, who knows that? We really don't know. But they were, a lot of their key guys were hurt, and they said, you know what?
We'd be much better off if we don't play this game.
Well, of course, we'd be much better off if we don't go to work most days, yeah. Right?
I mean, especially if the next week your real season, your conference slate begins.
Exactly.
Those other 2A coaches were infuriated.
And it's just, you scored 56 points the week before, and Carlo, you had 33 guys in uniform at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, a fella played years ago. They only had 13 players. They had a cheerleader come over and play.
Westinghouse played with 11 in a state championship game.
Yeah, but that's not
that.
That was against Perry.
Well, I mean, but be that as it may, all right. We move on. We turn the page. We roll our eyes. And I guess perhaps all of the what has turned out to be public humiliation, really, that they've had to
endure. And rightly so.
Dino Tomlin said it was un-American last week on the radio.
Well, and,
is that what he said?
Yeah, we had him on.
And he also said that he's not giving his alma mater a dime.
Yeah, he said not giving them a dime for the foreseeable future.
So, wow. I mean, so.
Well, they have a first-year coach, young. You know, he needs to learn probably a little bit. And so.
All right. Well, hey, is Al Equipa in trouble? Let's discuss that. Plus, there's a new PIAA rule for some of the faith-based institutions that now might be able to participate, despite being enrolled in a private school, in a public school sport, assuming that the sport at the said private school is not offered. And, well, we have eligibility drama. It wouldn't be a quest for the best high school football Thursday night with a little bit of that sprinkled in as potpourri. So we invite you to stay tuned. Plus, Eric Kasparovich, our good buddy, our old friend, a compadre here on this show, he's got a big game and he's scheming up for a big matchup against Al Equipa. Mars is off to an unbeaten start. And Al Equipa, again, trouble in paradise there. They have not lost back-to-back games since 2008. Could it happen tomorrow night? We'll unpack all of these here live at Dave and Buster's in the North Hills. Mike White of the Post-Gazette and Carlos Ofco, the WPIA insider. I'm Dan Zhang, really returning in a moment on KDK. And welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on your home for WPIAL high school football. Dan Zhang, really, along with Mike White, Carlos Ofco, talking about the big week coming up. What do we got? Week three here.
Week three.
It
goes quick.
Flies by.
Four.
Flies by. Flies by.
Do you think
four.
They'll address that next year, the week zero situation?
Well, it can't be week one.
It's why can't it be week one?
Because a lot of teams aren't participating. So
like a couple.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's I wonder what the percentage is.
I think there were like four this year in WPIL.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just four? Oh, so it's way more than 80.
Belvern and Aliquippa.
West Allegheny doesn't.
Yeah, they're very just a handful. But when it was put in, it was totally new. You had your choice. You could play in your second scrimmage or a game, and so they called it would be a week zero game since it's really not.
Why don't they mandate it? Why don't they just mandate it?
Well, I don't think I don't.
You like the
Dan,
option?
I don't think there's anything like. I have to look. I don't know if there's anything in the PIAA bylaws that actually say week zero. I think that was a term that was made up at one point and it caught on.
Yeah,
I think it just did. Yeah, I'm gonna research that for next week.
All right. Well, can you also maybe write some legislation if you feel so strongly about it? We should.
Well, how can
well, it's got to be, it's gotta be one or the other. It's got to be.
From now on, you will not refer to this as week zero.
I think so. Why not?
I'll make the edict right now.
Well, and then have it signed and sealed by Vince Sortino, the chief operating officer of the WPIL.
That'll do a lot.
It's not official until he puts his stamp of approval on it. All right.
He may not want to play. He's hurt.
McKeesport Belle Vernon tomorrow night on KDKA Radio. There's a number of other really good games. Thomas Jefferson and Avonworth, Aliquippa and Mars. I want to focus in on these two games specifically. We'll hear from Eric Kasparovich, the Mars head coach. They were able to get a big victory earlier against Bethel Park on the road, and I think that really put the Planets on the map. They graduated a few players from last year, but as we know, he's one of the better coaches in the WPIL. Aliquippa traveling to Mars. Last week, Aliquippa loses to Avonworth, and I don't think that's as big of an upset as maybe people were making it to be. And you say that with conviction and not at all, and why do you say that with conviction as to Avonworth going in there and that not being an upset at all?
Two reasons. Number one, Avonworth is really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a lot of kids back from last year, talented kids from a team that almost won a state championship and has been to a WPIL title game 3 years in a row now. They're really good. They've got playmakers. They've got size. Aliquippa, this is not a great Aliquippa team. This is not, and I think everybody said that going into the year. They're still going to be good. But, Dan, here's the thing I would say with Aliquippa. Well, first off, if they would lose this week, they would be 1-2 for the first time since Mother Teresa died. And Elton John's Candle in the Wind was like the number one song.
In
September of 1997.
Wow.
It was Mike Spianik's first season.
They haven't been 1-2.
Haven't been 1-2 since then. They won their first game against Ambridge, and then they lost to Farrell and Beaver.
Well, so they're going back to a post-Unessa.
I'm not saying they're not. But here's the thing, Carlo, you can maybe attest to this. And I said this before. I think the difference between this team and a lot of their other teams, they don't have game breakers.
Yeah.
Look at the running backs they have. They don't have – they didn't have a 100-yard rusher the first week. They did not have one last week. They just don't have a really good running back. And Marcus Council is a good quarterback. And you know what? I don't think the line is great. They're still going to be good. They're going to be a factor. But – the well might be running dry a little bit in Aliquippa.
And the killer last week was they kept getting down into that red zone, like 10 yards and in, not even the 20 and in, turning the ball over, turning it over on downs. They just don't have that bell cow, that Tyke Hayes to get those tough five, 6 yards.
Oh, Trayvon Henry, Tyke Hayes, go on and on. They have more 4,000-yard rushers than any school in WPIL.
So they they've been hit, actually, by transfers out of the program. in losing a couple of players to some of the regional schools, the national schools.
And they even lost a running back to Hopewell. He's leading Hopewell in rushing. Yeah. They lost him last year,
so
too.
Everybody wants to talk about the transfers coming in, which was such a big hullabaloo as early as last year. Well, they've had three defect from the program.
I'd like – well, Sinead Brooks and, is at St. Francis Academy, and Larry Moon is at IMG. But I would like to say this is – a lot of people don't know this, and I – confirmed this with the PIAA. I think it's very likely they will be in 3A next year. If they, because of the transfers and the competition formula, if they get the WPL championship, they will stay in 4A. If they don't, they'll be in 3A.
All right, well, let's discuss coming up after the news how good Aliquippa is this year. Are they quarterfinal good, semifinal good? Do they have maybe, even though it's an uphill battle, do they have any shot at getting to a championship? We'll discuss that when we come back. On the other side of the news, it's Quest for the Best, talking all things high school football live at Dave & Buster's on KDKA. High school football week 3 coming up tomorrow, and our KDKA radio game of the week is the Belle Vernon Leopards hosting the McKeesport Tigers, presumably the Keeman Spellis Tigers, the five-star junior running back recruit headed to Penn State on the verbal commitment. Well, an ankle injury might keep him out not only tomorrow, but perhaps for a couple of other Fridays. Head coach Matt Miller of the Tigers will join us in our second hour. We have a number of the big games to break down coming up in our picks segment, which, oh, by the way, I was 7-2 last week.
Wow.
And, I mean, every once in a while I'll pop
every
a
blind
random
squirrel
week.
Finds a nut.
This is true. Mike White sitting at 6-3 last week. Carlo, what happened to you? 5-4.
5-4, yikes.
Yeah, well, you and I are still tied atop the leaderboard with Mike trailing from behind. And, well, that happens sometimes. As you get up there, you lose a few ticks off the fastball, Mike. Happens, again, to the best of us. No worries.
There's going to be some furniture moving there.
That's all right. Again, the rocking chairs are hard to pick up, Mike. Don't throw your back out. New PIAA rule for faith-based institutions where they might be able to partake in a public school sport in the district in which they reside, assuming that private school does not offer said sport. We'll discuss what that all means. Plus, there's a Bishop Canavan quarterback that has been ruled eligible by the PIAA, Brady Wagner and his camp cutting a deal with the PIAA. Just the whole headline doesn't sit well with me. Probably a bit more nuanced than that. We'll kick all of that around. But what we were discussing last segment, I want to spill over into this segment. It's Aliquippa in jeopardy of losing back-to-back games for the first time since 2008. They haven't started a season 1-2 since 1997. That could be their reality tomorrow when the Mars Fighting Planets get a hold of them at their place. And Mars head coach Eric Kasparovich will join us momentarily. But as we kick around Aliquippa here on a very rare downward trajectory, which I suppose happens in Quiptown maybe once every 15 or so years.
Once every generation.
Yeah, and I guess that where I want to pick that up, Carlo, is do you believe this to be temporary? Will they get back on the upswing here sooner rather than later? That's question number one. And secondly, while we say Aliquippa is down, that's a relative term to their lofty standards. They are by no stretch of the imagination a dormant football program or a doormat for anybody. So what are they? Are they a quarterfinal team? Are they a semifinal team? Do they still have a shot to make a championship game if they are able to rally here?
The interesting thing with 4A is, if you remember, only 8 teams make the playoffs in 4A. And Belle Vernon was one of them last year, very well might be one of them this year, and they beat Belle Vernon by about 40. So, you know, I do think that they can get it together, but it is just so odd. They are missing that extra gear, that extra level that always took them over the top, that quite frankly, I mean, if I name these teams, which team scares you? Does Mars scare you if you're Aliquippa? Probably not.
Nope.
Does McKeesport scare you if you're Aliquippa? Probably not.
If Keeman Spell's playing.
If Keeman Spell's playing it, maybe. TJ, you know, TJ, they're championship caliber.
Yeah, they do.
But they took a little step back this year.
So what?
So if you're Aliquippa, you know, maybe it's, hey, Avonworth got us this year. Let's right the ship.
What you're saying, which I agree, 4A's – is not overly strong.
Yeah, 3A might be better than 4A.
Okay, so 9 games, end of the regular season. Aliquippa is 8-1, 7-2, 6-3.
I think 7-2 is safe, but I would probably say that they win out right now.
Okay, so you think that they're an 8-1 program mm-hmm. going into the postseason. So once you get into the playoffs, do you like their chances? Are they one and done, quarterfinals and out, assuming they get one of those top four? Will they get a top four seed?
I think if they win this Parkway Conference, they absolutely will get a top four seed, and then it's really just matchups. In the 4A, the matchups are the question. If you remember last year, West Allegheny, you know, top of the Parkway, tied for it at least, and they had an 8 seed.
All right, so predict. Are they a quarterfinal team, semifinal team, or are they a championship appearing, maybe not
I
winning
think
team?
You can absolutely pencil them in that semifinal, if not the final.
Mike, do you agree?
I'm going semifinal.
Yeah, semifinals obviously
not going final.
Much like last year.
So listen to this stat, though. Since 2010, they finished with 0 or 1 loss 12 times.
Yeah.
I mean, since 2010?
Zero, yeah.
So that's why I qualify
everything.
So that's 12
everything. Times in, yeah. in 15 years.
So the sky is falling, relatively speaking, to their lofty standards. So when we're talking about 6-3 seasons being maybe just bottom of the barrel, you know, the wheels have fallen off, that's probably worst-case scenario, a 6-3 team. So you think, and I would agree with you, semifinal teams, but I don't know, Mike Warfield at the helm, there's something about, and I've been burned many a times where I thought that they were down and out. Okay, I didn't pick them to win last week. I got that right. Avonworth, and that's more of a testament to Avonworth and what they've got going on, which now leads me to the next conversation here. Avonworth has an opportunity to knock off Aliquippa last week, as they did, and tomorrow night they have Thomas Jefferson. That would be something. That would be seismic for Avonworth. If they've not accomplished enough already, they continually have to earn a seat at the table. Right in the conversation of juggernauts, and they're maybe they are in the midst of a dynasty right now. I would say if we define it 3 years, you know, what is the definition of a dynasty? They are, Mike.
They've won one championship though. They won another one in
2019. Yeah. Well, they've been to the title game 3 years in a row.
That's not a dynasty.
Sure, why not?
It is not
in the four. If you
the
go
Patriots, Clareton are a dynasty.
If you go to a fourth consecutive WPIL championship. That's a half decade.
I think it certainly raises the prestige of your program. I think, yeah, I think I
he's,
do
he's
agree
rolling
with
his
Mike
eyes
here.
At me.
You have to win it to be a dynasty.
If they win one championship, let's say they go again this year.
Would you call the Bills a dynasty?
And they win.
That's the question. I would not.
You wouldn't consider the Buffalo Bills what they did in the early 90s a dynasty.
They never got over.
You have to win to be a dynasty.
I think they'll win. Do you think they'll win the championship this year?
Well, Monty's pretty good too.
Monty's pretty good.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick Avonworth.
So this is my point. Thank you for proving the point here of how we sit here, we and we ha, and we turn our head to the side, and Avonworth always has to make the argument. They don't get a seat at the table, and I just am. I'm here to say that they should have a seat at the table. When we were talking about
what table,
the table of programs of great programs, as we sit here right now, the fact that I have to sit here and stump for the Antelopes.
No, I disagree. I think up until last year, maybe they were overlooked. But I've sang Duke Johncourt's praises. He's one of the better coaches at WPL numerous times. But I don't think.
How about the best?
I would say, are they one of the best programs at WPIL in the last 6-7 years? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Dynasty? Come on.
Four championship appearances?
If Fort Cherry wins this year, that's the dynasty.
Yeah, that would be 3 in
That'd
a row.
That'd be 3 in a row.
Yeah, I would say 3 in a row creates three championships.
What if they win two championships in their four championship appearances?
No, not in my mind. That's not a dynasty in my
eyes. It's close.
I don't know. That's a great run.
Great run, right.
And that's the thing. They're always – it's a bridesmaid conversation. You know, they're always –
And I think
right
it's
there.
More than 4 years, too. You got to do it.
Wow. Well, I guess by high school football terms, maybe. But I don't know. I feel like.
And I love Duke. He's got it going, man. He has got it going.
Do you get my point of always having to make one on behalf of Avonworth?
Correct. I think that's more where I'm going with it.
Dan, I don't know. This year, I think everybody has them ranked number one going into the year. So they're getting respect.
I think the tide is turning. But just from general perception, nobody really thinks Avonworth. Like Pine Richmond, when I was growing up, Pine Richmond was, okay.
Right.
Eric Kasparovic, it's like, stamp that program.
Right.
This is a program. I think this is the real first year that people are like, oh, Avonworth's on the schedule. Like,
I agree.
Ooh, we got to watch that one.
Yeah.
And so. Because why? Because they won it. Well, they did win in 19 because they won last year.
Yes.
All right, do stay with us. Guy that knows a thing or two about building programs, he's doing it at Mars, and he has an opportunity to make a little history tomorrow as it pertains to Aliquippa dropping a second consecutive game, falling to 1-2 for the first time since 97. Quip Nation has not seen back-to-back losses in the better part of 17 years. Eric Kasparovic of the Mars Fighting Planets in advance of his team's next game joining us in just a moment here on Quest for the Best, live at Dave and Buster's on KDKA. We'll have Eric Kasparovic, the head coach of the Mars Fighting Planets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Joining us here in just a moment, Dan Zangrilli, Mike White of the Post-Gazette, and Carlo Zofko, WPIAL insider here, talking all things high school football with you on the eve of week three. Coming up in the second hour, Matt Miller, head coach of the McKeesport Tigers. He'll be our guest as the Tigers head down to Ross Straver. They will take on the Bell Vernon Leopards, a little Mon Valley mayhem when these two teams get together. It's always a good one. Try to get you a status update on Keeman Spell, who has been hampered the last couple of weeks by an ankle injury, re-aggravating perhaps even more severely that ankle last week.
He won't play tomorrow.
They're
saying it's a game-time decision, but Birdie told me he's going to be out of probably a couple of weeks.
Well, how about we verify with the head coach coming up in a moment?
He's not going to say that.
or we are going to hold his feet to the fire and ask very tough questions because we are a dogged news outlet.
He's going to be sledding.
We are a dogged news outlet. So I'm going to start Eric.
They're going to forfeit.
I'm going to start Eric Kasparovich off with this question as it pertains to Aliquippa. Coach K, thanks for joining us. Will your team win against Aliquippa tomorrow night?
And by how much?
Wow, that's what we're starting out with.
Yes, just right to it. Right to it, downhill dribble, right into the teeth of the defense. Now, how are you? Good to talk
Great.
To you, K.
Good to see you guys.
All right, so this is a big one for you. Yes, and why so?
Yeah, you know, it's our first home game. You know, we're off to a great start. But, you know, we're very self-aware that we won two close ones, you know, albeit a little bit, you know, almost shot ourselves in the foot with, I think, four turnovers versus Bethel Park and then another three the other night. But at the end of the day, we were able to pull out a win. So still 3-0, but now Aliquippa comes to town, and, you know, that's enough said, and we're excited to have the opportunity.
Coach, it's Carlo here. Hey, Gabe Hine had maybe my favorite quote from the KDKA Radio Media Day. On air, he said last year, you know, against McKeesport going into the playoffs, he felt like the locker room was kind of flinching a little bit. They were already down 20 points going into the game. He said him and the seniors this year, they're getting that out of the locker room. They're ready to rock and roll. They're not scared of anybody this year. And I really felt it when he said that. Do you feel that in practice?
Yeah. You know, I think that's a part of kind of building a program, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You can go out and beat some teams along the way, but when you get to the, you know, the blue bloods, you know, the big dogs, the teams that have won titles over the years, you know, you got to, as a staff, it's our job to kind of, you can't lose off the bus, right?
Right.
In the past few years, you know, we got ousted in the semis to Aliquippa and McKeesport, respectively. So I think this is the year where, you know, the kids kind of, they've been there, done that. And these seniors are tired of it and hopefully going to turn the leaf and be the senior class that gets over the hump.
Eric, Mike White here. How you doing, buddy? First off, real quick, Dan says he has a tea time tomorrow morning at Cranberry Highlands and nobody will play with him. Will you play with him?
I'm in. Just for
And here I thought you had a root canal scheduled. and if you didn't have one, you were going to schedule one just to get out of it.
No, seriously, Eric. You know, I saw your game last week. I watched it on tape against North Hills, and I saw what you guys did against Bethel. Defense has been impressive. Being very blunt, if you're going to win tomorrow night and go on and have a really successful season, does that offense need to improve for you?
No doubt. You know, but at the end of the day, you win championships by playing great defense, and, you know, hopefully we're able to turn that offense up a little bit. Week one was tremendous. You know, we took a little step back. You know, this past week, Bethel Park was good. We just turned the ball over four times, you know, and you get any type of drive going, and all of a sudden you're fumbling the ball. It's hard to get anything going. But you're right. We do need to score some points, and hopefully tomorrow night we can kind of get back on track.
Eric Kasparovich, head coach of the Mars Fighting Planets, is with us. Eric, how have you enjoyed this journey at Mars, right? I know, you know, let's go back a few years. You know, everything that happened in Pine Richland, who knows where your coaching career was going to lead you. You spend a season at Pitt. You spend that year during, you know, the ACC championship run, and then you're back in the high school game. Your kid gets to play for you. He goes on to college. Now you essentially have an empty nest as far as football players are concerned, and here you sit. You're staying there. You're doing some great things at Mars. It's amazing where our journeys take us, and I'm curious if you could with us reflect for a moment on this one and where it's currently at.
Yeah, I was blessed to, you know, have a great career at Pine Richland, and then again blessed to be a part of ACC championship, And then thirdly, blessed to coach my son. You know, we were able to have a great 3 years together, and now I have one left. I have a daughter who's a cheerleader in Mars, so I'm able to spend time with her on Friday nights, which is, you know, irreplaceable. But just trying to enjoy where I'm at. You know, Mars is a great community. It's a great district, and, you know, the future is very bright.
Well, they're going to be where their feet are tomorrow night, and perhaps it'll be encircled around the 50-yard line after a victory over the Mars or the Aliquippa Quips for the Mars Fighting Planets. That's their head coach, Eric Kasparovich. Big one, which we'll be following the scores all throughout the night between these two teams, because it's a headliner for sure. Eric, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Good luck tomorrow, Eric.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Right there.
See you, Eric.
All right, from one head coach to another after the news in our game of the week, McKeesport head man Matt Miller will join us. Will Keeneland Spell play against the Belle Vernon Leopards? We'll ask that question of him coming up on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.